This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the key southeastern state of Georgia on Saturday to campaign for two Republican senators running against Democratic challengers in a January runoff election. Because of a close vote in the November general election, the Georgia runoff will decide which party controls the Senate. Trump used his time in the spotlight to repeat his claims of widespread voter fraud, insisting to his audience, "You know, we won Georgia." Democrat Joe Biden, a former vice president, unofficially won Georgia by fewer than 12,000 votes out of about 5 million cast. He was the first Democratic presidential candidate to win the state since 1992. The Washington Post reports that hours before his trip to Georgia, the president called Republican Governor Brian Kemp to call a special session of the state legislature to get lawmakers to override the vote results. The Associated Press reports the governor refused. The United States is pulling hundreds of troops deployed to Somalia to battle al-Shabaab terrorists. This despite the fact that military commanders say the threat remains from the al-Qaeda-linked terror group. Africa Command spokesman Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA following the announcement late Friday that the threat is, in his word, contained through pressure on the terrorist network. He confirmed that some U.S. forces will stay in Somalia after the bulk of the troops leave. For months, U.S. defense officials have been raising concerns about the growing confidence and capabilities exhibited by al-Shabaab commanders. A recent report by the Defense Department Inspector General warned that, despite ongoing efforts, al-Shabaab has not been degraded. Some 700 U.S. troops are currently in Somalia. The mission is a key component of the Pentagon's campaign to combat al-Qaeda worldwide. From Washington, this is VOA News. Romanians head to the polls Sunday in a national ballot key to restoring the country's reputation among investors, with the incumbent reform-oriented centrists of Prime Minister Ludovic Orban holding a narrow lead over opposition Social Democrats. In power for a year, despite his opponent's hold over parliament, Orban, who is 57, has said he would undo a 40% pension hike ordered by the leftist PSD party, which economists say could bloat the deficit to 11% of gross domestic product and push Romania's credit rating to junk. The Romanian currency has traded near all-time lows against the euro in the last year, following a string of corruption-related scandals that has topped three governments since the last parliamentary election in 2016. More than 18 million Romanians are eligible to cast a vote, but analysts expect turnout of about 40% because of the coronavirus pandemic. Thousands of yellow-clad supporters have greeted Thailand's king as he led a birthday commemoration for his revered late father. It's the latest in a series of public appearances at a time of unprecedented challenge to the monarchy from student-led protesters. King Maha Vihiralongkorn waved as he arrived at Bangkok's Sanam Luang ceremonial ground. He led the crowd in a candlelit tribute to his late father. Although King Pumipon Adulyadej died 4 years ago, his birthday remains on the national calendar as Father's Day. Bahrain will not allow the importation of Israeli goods produced in settlements in occupied Palestinian territory. That's according to state news agency BNA. This disavows comments made by the Gulf state's trade minister earlier this week. Bahrain's industry, commerce, and tourism minister Zayed bin Rashid Al-Zayani had voiced openness to settlement imports, adding that Bahrain would make no distinction between products produced in Israel or products produced in the occupied West Bank and Golan Heights. Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates formalized ties with Israel on September 15th in a U.S.-sponsored deal. Both Bahrain and the UAE said the deal was possible because Israel had shelved a plan to annex West Bank settlements. Most world powers deemed the settlements as illegal. Palestinians want to establish an independent state in the West Bank and Gaza with East Jerusalem as the capital. But the issue of Jewish settlements on land captured by Israel in 1967 has long been a stumbling block in the peace process, which is now in a stalemate. And clashes erupted on Saturday between Palestinians and Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank as hundreds of Palestinians mourned the death of a 13-year-old who died after being shot by Israeli troops. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.